Residents in the markets area of Belfast blocked roads yesterday in protest against commuters driving into the city and parking outside their front doors. From 5:30 a.m, they tried to stop all non-locals driving into the area via the three main streets, Raphael, Eliza and Stuart Street. They claim there are up to 400 cars a day coming into the area. Finney's been busy this week. He's been out speaking with some of those who were holding the barricades, starting with Jared Davidson from the Markets Residents Association. He told Finney about the reaction they were getting.
Most people were fairly understanding because we're explaining the nature of the protest, but some people obviously were a wee bit aggrieved that they just couldn't come in and park now. Because you get people coming in now and they're parking three and four deep. So if you go around by Stuart Street, for example, you'll get cars side by side, maybe three of them. Two up on the footpath, two on the road. They're damaging the green space, they're damaging the footpath and also on the road. Which means you try to go through there in an emergency vehicle, like an ambulance or a bin lorry, for example, even just ordinary services, you can't get through.
It's horrendous. There's no respect for the people that live around here, and there's going to be a major accident. Some child is going to get caught in that traffic. They just don't care. I come home at night. I can't get into my own space. And I'm going out in the mornings, and they're waiting for me to pull out for them to move in.
We have been talking to the road service now for a number of years. And that's the question I'd be asking. Road service, or DRD, have never implemented one residence parking scheme since that assembly has been formed 10 years ago.
You come to park in Belfast, you have to pay. So if you drive into the city, even if you live 100 miles away or 10 miles away, if you drive in for work, you have to pay, apart from in certain areas like this. So people are parking here because it's free.
In essence, that's it. But government here has spent a large amount of money on parking rates. You've seen the whole kerfuffle last year around the bus lanes in Belfast city centre. A lot of it was designed to help park and ride, make it easier for people to commute from outside the city in.
You're a resident here as well. What do you think about commuters coming to park outside your house?
Ridiculous, mate, so it is. Ridiculous.
They're listening now. What would you say to them?
Park somewhere else instead of our streets. You can't get up and down the street. You can't bring the kids to school in them. Locals are just having them but trouble. Like the other day, driving out of the street, there was near an accident. Me in the car.
Because there were so many cars on the street?
So around the cars, around Stuart Street. It was just ridiculous.
How long have you lived here?
All my life. I'm here 44 years.
And how long has it been a problem?
Gradually. You've seen it starting and then you let it go and then all of a sudden it's just became ridiculous. Like,
what do you say to those people that park here and similar areas around Belfast that say, well, look, I can't afford to pay for parking or I can't afford the parking rides. Why I come here because it's free?
I totally understand. I really do. If you're on a low-paid job, you're traveling outside the city, a lot of work's based here. We totally understand that there. But they need to think about the consequences of their actions on neighbourhoods like ours.
If they're paying to have their cars on the road and they say, look, I pay to have my car and I should be allowed to park Queen's Highway where I want, what would you say to them?
I understand the logic about parking where you pay your tax. I understand that there. But I don't think coming in, whether it be a train ticket for the week or parking raid, is expensive as raiding them with a petrol. You may get the first 100 coming in here that morning, they'll find a parking space. See, you're a couple of hundred, maybe 300, 400 come off that.
You think there's 300 or 400 people parking in around the markets area every day?
Yes, and it's got worse because what's happening is in all those buildings over in Lanyon Place, they're doing shift work. Mm-hmm. So you have people coming in there in the evening, all hours of the morning, and people open their doors here sometime in the morning, they'll see a guy in a car having a shave, or you'll see a lady putting their makeup on.
They're parking up footpaths, and I had the argument with the traffic wardens. Why can the cars park on footpaths? They can't give tickets. It's nothing to do with it, they say. It's to do with the police. I phoned the police. The police said if I put out cones, I'm doing an illegal job. There's a no-win situation with it. It's absolutely horrendous.
People need to think. But I like that I say my own front door.
Well, the Lands Councillor for the area is Emma McDonough-Brown. Good morning to you, Emma.
Good morning, Stephen.
How important is this to the residents? What do they send to you?
I mean, residents are clearly very upset and worried about the proliferation of inconsiderate parking in and around the markets area. I mean, around Stuart Street in the mornings, it is nearly impossible to get parked. And for residents who live in Friendly Street and up Stanfield and around the area, as you heard in the clip, they are literally moving out in the mornings to go to work or take kids to school and find that they can't return back to their houses.
Yeah.
Afterwards,
and we've heard this, Councillor Brown, haven't we? From the residents who we had in Vinnie's report there. But the question to you is, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I mean, for start, road service need to take a more pragmatic approach to dealing with residents parking in this area.
Have you met road service?
I have been working with my colleagues Anna Lowe and Catherine Curran about this issue. The truth is,
have they met them? Have they put representations to road service about it?
Yes. I mean, road service, I think, probably need to start thinking a little bit more pragmatically about it. I mean, it's going to be some combination of enforcing existing restrictions, and I know there's a specific problem in Stewart Street. I mean, anecdotes from residents suggest that Stewart Street has been given a bye ball by some of the enforcement officers and redcoats, and I think road service would need to investigate that. I mean, clearly, where people are parking illegally or inconsiderately, people are within their kind of, well, certainly if it's an illegal parking issue, then it needs to be addressed. But people feel that, if you like, the road service and the police are not supporting them in what is essentially a legitimate concern. I mean, the markets area is very close to the city centre, and that is a unique situation that they face.
There have been, Emmett, some suggestions on Twitter that some people who are parking there are having their cars damaged. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I mean, I have heard reports that, and I would condemn that undeservedly. I mean, there's no case really to be made for destroying private property. I mean, I understand people are frustrated, but the way to achieve redress for that is through the proper channels.
Okay. All right. Emma, thank you very much. Morning to you.